and the time has now come to conclude the couple of days that we have had here. And my job, in theory, is to try to sum up the last couple of days, and in particular the messages that we want to pass to the trustees and to the board. Obviously, we have people here who have sat through all of it, so they will take those messages anyway. But I will try to sum up what we have done. So we started the meeting by me setting the theme of better communication. And I think that whether it is better or not, but we have had a meeting where there has been an awful lot of communication, communication amongst ourselves. All of us, I think, have participated, whether in the plenary session or in the breakout sessions. There's been obvious communication at the breakout groups, and I think that, and I hope that, as a result of this, that both the ISB and the trustees and us as members of the advisory councils feel better communicated to and with, and better informed and in a better place than when we walked in here on Monday morning. So that's how I would first sum up the meeting, because that's certainly how I feel. But then just thinking about, well, what we covered, and Hans started off by saying, talking about the fact, the emphasis on insurance and the better communication, and in particular the issues around the primary financial statements project. So in terms of what we then did talk about, obviously the insurance standard and the implementation, and I think there were some pretty clear messages there, consensus messages back to the ISB in terms of a general consensus that a TRG was appropriate, however that it needs to be clearly defined in its scope and the key topics to discuss, and emphasise that it's education and not for changes to the standard. Needs to think carefully about the fact that there are different audiences for this, actuaries, local legislation, registers, and that we should, though, be using all of the toolbox in relation to implementation. And key is education and socialisation. And absolutely ensuring that there's full liaison with the guidance provided by others, so the big four that we were talking about just now, and a detailed plan Hans committed to in relation should be developed by staff and published at the same time as the standard itself and around the implementation. In terms of the trustee update, obviously useful information about the meeting in Delhi and the progress around the Indians in relation to adoption of IFRS. Then in terms of the primary financial statements project, obviously we got the feedback on those today, but I think that where we got to in terms of the summary for that, and I think Hans summed it up in terms of, you know, where, if you like, he intends to go, but where we got to, that it absolutely is tension between flexibility and comparability. Investors are looking for more comparability, and that the recommendation is that there is support for more subtotals, definition of EBITDA maybe. So more guidance, but very much not too prescriptive an approach. And consideration of industry specific. Definitely, I think there was a common answer around recurring, non-recurring, but to address the recurring, non-recurring, and in terms of alternate performance measures, that they can be helpful, they are here to stay, and that we do have a role with them somehow, and that what we can do, the ISB can do, is to create that anchor, and that, I think, is the message for us on that. Then we moved to, insurance standard. Anne's, although I'm doing it the order of the agenda rather than how we did it, Anne's communication with us from a member perspective, which was really useful, and I think probably the message to the ISB and the trustees from that for us is obviously to continue to engage with the Council of Institutional Investors around that draft policy to ensure, or if you like, to provide feedback to that we think best sits with us. So it will be lobbying, to be fair. And then in terms of the KPIs, I am not going to repeat what we've just done then, because we've literally just done it. However, to say I think that it was a very valuable input and an awful lot, but I think probably to synthesise it, to reflect what Yale and Hans in particular said, which is that all of the information that we have dumped, which is exactly what was wanted, I think, and requested, and we brainstormed and we dumped, that needs to be synthesised down by the team to get some very clear and simple KPIs that can be used. And maybe some sort of kept for the future, but some being used now, and I think helpful in terms of approaches to consider how to do those as well. We then talked, we had dinner, and we learnt how to memorise, but I'm not sure that any of us will do it. And then in terms of Brexit, and I think the feedback generally to the team is we endorse your business as usual approach, however also the approach, the consideration that staff are paramount, and making sure that around the uncertainties that the issues around staff are appropriately dealt with. It's probably the key messages from that. And I have then got to the end, haven't I? Have I missed anything out? Okay, so I'm now going to throw that back to you to say, do you think that adequately, in a short bit, sums up the meeting of where we got to, or are there any other messages that you believe that we should be documenting to pass on to the trustees or the ISB? Now, does that mean you want to get out of here? Does that mean you've fallen asleep? Or does that mean you didn't listen to me or you agree with me wholeheartedly? And you can use your ping pong bats and you can all vote for the last one, please. That means you agreed with me wholeheartedly. Thank you. Okay. In which case, what it then takes me to do is to formally thank and say goodbye to those members that are completing their time with us now, and I'm frantically searching for my little piece of paper that has got your names on it, and I have now managed to find it. So to thank from the my perspective as the chair of the council, but also from an ISB, from a foundation perspective, those people who will not finish their term at 31st of December, and therefore this, if they are here, is their last meeting. And in particular, I'd like just to record the names: Danita, Steve, Marcus, Shishroy, Vincent, Roger, Linda, Melanie, Pascal, and Rajiv Gopal. All, thank you very much for your contribution. It has been most valued over the period of your 6 years, 3 years, 2 years, whatever it may have been on the council. So I think with that, I don't need to say anything else for the formal end, and I'm looking at Ada and she's nodding, I'm okay. So with that, I will close the formal part of the Advisory Council meeting. Thank you very much.